Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, this is going to be aired on Christmas Day, December 25th, which is a Thursday this year, which means because of the day generally, it means that people get off, you know, Wednesday, the 24th, 25th and 26th. Mm-hmm. And then the following week will be New Year's, the same thing. So this should be a really nice break.
Right.
For everybody, and celebrate Christmas Day. We pray that everybody would have a full and enjoyable Christmas Day. We talked yesterday about Christmas Eve. What do you typically do on Christmas Day?
Christmas Day, so again, has been redefined now that we're empty nesters. And so we are finding our new rhythms. But Dan and I now, for Christmas morning, when we get up, we'll have breakfast together. But we have breakfast together in front of the tree, and we watch the Chosen Christmas episodes.
Oh, good.
Before we ever open a single present. It's just, oh my goodness, they did such a beautiful job of bringing that all to life. And so that has become our new empty nest tradition before all the kids come over, and you know, later in the day, they come over and we'll open presents and have our regular Christmas time together. But that morning now is usually just the two of us at this point. And I'm sure, you know, give it a couple years and that will change again as more grandkids come into the picture and everything else. But it's a sweet, this has been a sweet time for us to really just focus in that morning on the gift of Jesus before we do anything else. So that's been fun. How about you guys?
Yep, we do. We will, Lynn and I will, you know, get up early again and kind of get all the lights and everything ready to go. And then when the kids were young, whoever would be up first, they'd want to get going. So we'd say, you know, go get everybody up.
Right, right.
And they'd wake everybody else up, and then we'd come down, and we have stockings for everybody hung on the chimney. Mm-hmm. So Linda has put some cool stuff in there for them, and then we'll have them take that down and open that up, you know, one at a time, celebrate that, and then we'll, you know, do gift giving, and we try to. You talked, I think, a couple of sessions ago about love is not being hurried, mm-hmm. and. We've really worked at that on Christmas morning is, you know, there's no rush to this. And it's not like everybody gets present and unwraps it. It's like, you know, let's enjoy you.
Take our time and enjoy it. Yes.
You know, and let the person that gave you that gift, you know, see your joy in that. And so we, you know, we just, you know, go around the, from the tree. And we generally, when the kids were young, I was the one handing out the presents. And now as the kids have got older, we have them do it.
You know, well, that's fun.
So they're, you know, they're getting used to that when they have their own kids.
And, right.
It'll be fun. You know, we had kids and grandkids was fun. And of course, we probably will still be healthy when we have great grandkids, you know, which mm-hmm. that'll really, really be fun. You'll see that with your new little baby, grandchild.
So exciting. Yes.
Because he'll be seven, or no, he's going to be 5 months, right? 5 or 6 months.
He'll be right around 6 months for Christmas.
Yeah.
So actually, right. Closer to 5 months.
Yeah. So they're starting to talk. Little bit and crawl around, and a year from now it'll really be fun.
It'll really be, yes, I tell you, when our kids were little, actually I say when they were little, this is just until they were married, really. For the longest time, Christmas Eve tradition was all of our kids slept in our bedroom, so the whole family, and we'd mattresses all over the floor and it was so much fun though. I mean, even like when they would come home from college, they'd set it up and so that everybody woke up at the same time. And then Dan and I would go down and we'd get everything set and he'd have build a fire and I would go ahead and get breakfast going. So it was sitting out on the counter, and then they would all stand at the top of the stairs in their matching Christmas pajamas. And we'd take their picture of them coming down the stairs and downstairs to see all their presents and everything. Lots of fun. But I do hope that someday with all the grandkids, we will recreate that, whether it will be on, you know, we'll probably have to have a different date for Christmas Eve / Christmas morning to accommodate everybody with wherever right. they're living and all of that. But the idea of then I would love to have all the grandkids on our whatever day we choose for Christmas Eve to sleep on the floor in our room and recreate that for the kids. Because that was such a fun, sweet thing that they always got so much joy out of.
Yep.
And they would laugh themselves to sleep, you know.
Linda and Shara make this great egg sausage casserole that we'll have for breakfast after we open the presents. Yeah. And then we always make a prime rib and scalloped potatoes and, you know, great traditional dinner. And then we'll spend the day just enjoying, you know, playing games and stuff like that. And enjoy the relaxation of it and, you know, the beauty of the day. And so make sure we celebrate, you know, the true meaning of Christ, the birth. And make sure it's an important part of the day. As we looked at it yesterday, we looked at Joseph. Today, let's look at Mary and Luke 1:39 to, let's see, what is it?
56.
Yeah, 56. Yep.
Sure. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house.
Yeah. So she visits her cousin, Elizabeth, who is the wife of Zechariah, and they've been praying, you remember, for a baby and weren't having any. And of course, you know, God said, "Your prayers have been answered. I give you John the Baptist."
Right.
So Elizabeth is pregnant, and then Mary is also pregnant at the same time. And then she comes and tells her, you know, what happened. This is, you know, the Messiah. And Elizabeth's reaction is there was a spiritual confirmation of that.
Right.
Is I sensed it when you walked in the room, and, you know, my baby leapt when your baby entered, you know, because the Lord is here. My master
right.
is here. You know, and how amazing is that?
Right?
That all of that was already understood by Mary and Elizabeth. That was such a beautiful thing, is they just got beautiful revelation that this is Christ Jesus, the Messiah. And it really is, you know, and God, you know, gave confirmation. So as we again think about Christmas Day here, is that, you know, we would pray that you would ask for and let God deliver to you confirmation that Jesus is who he says he is.
Yes.
And he's with you and in you, and you have a chance to recognize the beauty of that. And Mary says, "I rejoice in God my Savior," that I get to participate in the birth of Jesus, and I magnify, you know, that, and that he's done great things, and holy is his name. And he's here to deliver our people and to reinforce that it's not hypothetical. It's not, he's not out there not caring about us, that he really is here. He's really here to give us life and to give it to us super abundantly. And I can rejoice at that. And yeah, and we talked yesterday about, you know, that, yeah, you have difficulty. Yeah, you have adversity. You have things that are troublesome. And God said, ponder them with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you. And I'll resolve them. And he said, today, I just want you to rejoice and recognize that you have received who I am and what I've done. And I'm here for you. And I'd like you to have the same response as Mary had, which is to rejoice and magnify the name of the Lord. And may this day be a full day of celebration, and don't get caught up in unhealthy family stuff or stress or things that aren't perfect. But just enjoy the day and recognize that what a privilege. That's what Mary and Elizabeth did, is what a privilege we mm-hmm. have to be part of this and to experience it. And we're going to rejoice at that.
I love that. Yes. And I'm just going to add to this, you know, my soul magnifies the Lord. Yep. I think about that word magnify. And when you see a magnifying glass, when you look through it on going one direction, something becomes very large. If you look back the other way in a magnifying glass, the other side becomes very small.
Yeah.
And I think that's a beautiful picture as we enter into this season, looking at eyes fixed on the King, eyes locked on Jesus as we step into Christmas. Magnify God. Let see him as he is, which is big. It's huge. It's over and above it all. And as we see him rightly, our troubles, the distractions, all of those things become small with the right view of a magnified God.
So we pray that, again, as you take this day, it'll be a day of, you know, all kinds of tradition and things that you do. And that's good. But take the time to, you know, whether it's at your breakfast time or dinner time, to have a time of celebration, time of rejoicing, magnifying mm-hmm. God, and just thanking God for the privilege yes. that he came to earth and was born on this day, that is for our benefit, that we can have life and have it super abundantly. And may we get excited about that and have a full day of just relaxation and enjoyment and celebrating the true meaning of it. So Heavenly Father, we do. As Mary said, she magnified in her soul mm-hmm. the beauty of the Lord, and that she understood the significance of this, the mightiness of this, the beauty of this. And so we just pray that we would join her in that and recognize that you are great. You have done this wonderful thing because you loved us so much to give us eternal life with you. And it's all because he came to live as a human and demonstrate to us what it meant to live out this life. And so we thank you for that. We praise you for that. And may the true meaning of Christmas be magnified in our hearts all the day. We thank you in Christ's name.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and Merry Christmas to everyone. May your year just be blessed. Enjoy it all. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.